We continue our learning of Nishmas David ben Menachemus and Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas Elio. We are in Menachos, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Gimel. Hapar v'ha'elim v'hakvasim v'hasoir einon ma'akvin es halechem. So we begin, we're back to Shavuos again. When it came to Shavuos, we had the shtei halechem, and we mentioned the fact that there was a par, there were elim and kvasim in the previous Mishnah. They were all karbonos ola that came along with the shtei halechem. But along with that, there was a sa'ir. There was a sa'ir l'chatas that was brought as well. That's also, wasn't a karbon ola, it was karbon chatas. So the par and the elim and the kvasim of Shavuos, which is the olos, which are the olos brought with the shtei alechem, and the sa'ir, which is the sa'ir l'chatas, also brought on Shavuos, einon ma'akvin es halechem. They are not ma'akiv the lechem, which means that if you brought the shtei halechem without these karbonos, the shtei halechem are sanctified, they are kosher. V'lo halechem ma'akvan. And the other way is also true. You can bring the karbonos without the shtei halechem. Halechem, then the Mishnah says, ma'akev is akvasim. But now the two kivsei atzeres, the zivchei shlamim, which are the kachei kachim, actually the only shlamim that are kachei kachim, which are the two kvasim sheep that are brought along with the shtei halechem, which we wave along with the shtei halechem, as the pasuk says, u'shnei kvasim v'nei shana, within their first year, lezevach shlamim, v'heinif ha'kohen osam al lechem abikurim. The lechem abikurim are the shtei halechem. They're the first bikurim that are brought, are the shtei halechem on Shavuos. So here the Mishnah is telling us the following, that you cannot offer the two kvasim without the shtei halechem. So that's what the Mishnah means. Halechem ma'akev es hakvasim. If you don't have the lechem, then you cannot bring the two kvasim, the two kivsei atzeres. V'hakvasim, though, einon ma'akvin es halechem, divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, but the other way is not true. The kvasim are not ma'akev the lechem. If I don't have kvasim, then I can bring the two lechem without kvasim. I just can't bring the kvasim without the shtei alechem. The shtei alechem seemed to be the ikar. These are the words of Rabbi Akiva, and he says it's based on the pasuk. It says, Kodesh Yihiyu Lashem LaKohen. Yihiyu is a language of being ma'akev, that it's without it, it's not going to be valid. And what is it referring to? What does it mean, Kodesh Yihiyu Lashem LaKohen? What is it that completely goes to the Kohen and doesn't have any part of it placed on the Mizbeach? That, of course, this is the shtei alechem. So, Kodesh Yihiyu Lashem LaKohen. Yihiyu, that which goes LaKohen, Kohen, which is completely goes to the Kohen, Yehiyu, that is going to be ma'akev. Only the shtei halechem, but are going to be ma'akev the kvasim. But you can bring the shtei halechem without the kvasim. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Anos Loki. So Shimon ben Anos argues Rabbi Akiva. This is not true. Not so. Ela hakvasim ma'akvin es halechem. The halechem eno ma'akvin es hakvasim. It's just the opposite. The kvasim ma'akvin the lechem, which means you can't bring the shtei lechem without kvasim, and the lechem is not ma'akvin the kvasim, which means I can bring the kivsei hacheres without the lechem. The exact opposite of what we just said. And how do I know that you can bring the kvasim without the lechem? As opposed to what Rabbi Akiva says, no, you cannot. You need the lechem to be the kvasim. You can bring the kvasim without the lechem. Says Ben Anos, no. Why do I know that the kvasim can come without the lechem? Shekein matzinu shekishahayu Yisrael b'midbar abarim shana karvu kvasim lo lechem. The 40 years that Bnei Yisrael were in the midbar. What happened on Shavuos? They brought the kvasim, the shtei kvasim, which were zivchei shlamim, without shtei halechem. How do I know? Because the pasuk says, mimo shavosei what does it say about the shtei lechem? The lechem that's going to be waved, the lechem tinufa, comes mi moshevo sechem. What's moshevo sechem? Eretz Yisrael, and not from chutz la'aretz. So it's only when we enter the land of Israel do we have to bring shtei lechem. So what they do for those 40 years on Shavuos? Every year they brought the two kvasim, the kachei kachim, shlamim, kivsei atzeres, without shtei lechem. So therefore, obviously you can be kvasim without a shtei lechem. Afkan yikruvu, bananas continues, afkan yikruvu kvasim below lechem, the same thing. So the same thing in the Beis HaMikdash, you don't need lechem. Amar Rabbi Shimon, halacha kidivrei benanos, aval ein hatam kidvarav. He says, I agree with benanos, that the kvasim are ma'akev the lechem, and the lechem is not ma'akev the kvasim. Which means you can bring the kvasim without the lechem, but not for the reason that he said, because in the midbar they brought the two kvasim on atzeres on Shavuos without lechem. No, that's not true. Why? Because not only did they not have shtei halechem, but they didn't bring the two kvasim either. You think all those 40 years they brought on every Shavuos they brought the shtei kvasim? It's not true. Shekol ha'amur b'chumash ha'pkudim. Everything that's written in Chumash ha'pkudim, which is Bamidbar, karav Bamidbar. Everything that's written in Parshas, in Sefer Bamidbar, Parshas Pinchas, the Korbanos HaMusaf, which we have at the end of Parshas Pinchas, that was brought in the Midbar. V'chol Omer b'Toras Kohanim, but anything written in Toras Kohanim, Chumash Vayikra lo Karav Bamidbar. So the Korbanos of Atzeres, which was written in Parshas Emor, were not brought in the Midbar. That was the tradition that Rabbi Shimon had. And those Kifsei Ateras are mentioned in Vayikra and Emor, and they're not mentioned in Bamidbar. Tiferes Yisrael explains, because at the beginning of the parasha that deals with the Korbanos of Ateras, the two Kvasim that are brought with the Lechem, the Pasuk says, Ki Savo'u El Aretz. So that teaches you that the Kifsei Ateras were not brought at all in the Midbar. Not only were the Shtei HaLechem only brought when we came to Eretz Yisrael, but even the Kvasim were only brought when we came to Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Shimon says, V'alacha follows Ben Anas, I agree, you can bring the Kvasim without the Lechem, but not because they brought the Kvasim in the Midbar. Without Shtei HaLechem. They did not bring the Kavastim in the Midbar. Then Rabbi Shimon continues, Mishabo let la'aretz karvu elu va'elu. When they came to Eretz Yisrael, so then what did they start bringing? They started bringing not only the Musafim that are written in Bamidbar, which were in the Midbar, I think a good way to remember it, in Sefer Bamidbar, they brought in the Midbar, that which is the Musafim written in Sefer Bamidbar. But when they came to Eretz Yisrael, they began to also bring the Karbanos that are brought in Chumash HaPkudim, in Chumash Vayikra, rather in Toras Kohanim, which of course includes now the Kivsei Ateres. So if that's true, so then why do I, Rabbi Shimon, if I don't agree with Ben Anas's historical comment, so then why do I say that you can bring the Kavasim without Lechem? They were not brought without Lechem in the Midbar. They weren't brought at all in the Midbar. So he says, I'll tell you why. Shakavasim matirin es atzman below Lechem. Because it's the kvasim, the haktara, the burning of the emurim of the kvasim on the mizbeach that allows the meat of the kvasim to be eaten by the kohanim and allows the lechem to be eaten by the kohanim. So the kvasim are the matir. So they're the matir. You can bring the kvasim even without the lechem. But lechem below kvasim, ainli mi yatirenu. But if to bring lechem without kvasim, how the kohanim can keep the lechem? There's nothing that's matir the lechem. You didn't bring the animals, the karbanos, the kvasim, to be mat to the lechem. So the lechem is not mutter bachila to the kohanim until you bring the kvasim. So of course you can't bring the lechem without kvasim, but you can bring the kvasim without the lechem. Perek Dalet Mishnah Dalet Hatmidin Einon Ma'akvin Es Hamusafin V'lo Hamusafin Ma'akvin Es Hatmidin. Every day they brought a Karban HaTamid to the Beis HaMikdash, and there were days that you brought Musaf as well, Shabbos, Moadim. So the Mishnah used to tell me that the Tmidim are not Ma'akev the Musaf, which means if I don't have a Karban HaTamid, that doesn't mean I can't bring the Musaf, nor is the Musaf Ma'akev the Tamidim. If you don't have the Karbanos for the Musaf, it doesn't mean you can't bring the Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Bin Harbayim. And not only that, V'lo HaMusafim Ma'akvin Zeh, nor are different Musafim Ma'akev one another. Let's say Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So you have a Shabbos Musaf and a Rosh Chodesh Musaf. So here too, they're not Ma'akev one another. Now, the Gemara wonders what the Chiddush is. Of course, the Tamid and the Musaf are completely different. And even the Musafim, the Musaf Rosh Chodesh, Musaf Shabbos are completely different. Why would you think one is Ma'akev the other? So the Gemara says, no, the Chiddush of this Mishnah is that regarding, speaking about taking precedence in terms of chronological order. Generally speaking, of course, the Tamid Shel Shachar, let's say, precedes the Karban Musaf. So the Mishnah is teaching the following regarding Hakdama. If you're Makdim, let's say you brought the Karbanos Musaf before the Tamid Shel Shachar, or the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim brought before the Musaf. The halach is that the Karbanos are kosher. You don't have to now do them out of order, even though we have Sukkim that tell us that the Talmud Shel Shachar should come first, and that is the source, of course, Tadir, and certainly when it comes to Musaf, right? Tadir Machaveros, it goes first, that which is more frequent, so I should do the Tadir, I should do the Karban Talmud Shel Shachar, the Talmud before the Musaf. Nonetheless, the halach is that if I did them out of order, still, then I'm Ma'akev one another. And same thing when it comes to Musaf, the Musafin. When we say that, of course they shouldn't be Ma'akev one another. The point is that the Shabbos Musaf, Shabbos is more Tadir than Rosh Chodesh. If Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh coincide, of course I'm supposed to bring the Musaf of Shabbos first. But if I brought the one of Rosh Chodesh, it's not Ma'akev, and then I can bring the one of Shabbos afterwards, I don't have to bring them in order. Then the Mishnah says, Lo Ikrivu Keves Baboker, Yakrivu Ben Harbayim. If you didn't bring the Keves or Karban Tamid Shel Shachar, so then bring the Karban Keves Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim, which means that the Keves even the Tamidim, the Tamid Shal Shachar and Tamid Shal Bimanim, are not ma'akev one another. You didn't bring the one in the morning, so bring the Minch one, bring the one in the afternoon. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Emasai, when should we say that if you didn't bring the Karmen HaTamid Shal Shachar, you can bring the Tamid Shal Ben Harbayim, Bizman Shehayu Anusim. That's when the Kohanim were, it was under duress for whatever reason, circumstances, beyond their control, they could not bring the Tamid Shal Shachar. Oh, Shogigin, well, let's say they forgot to do so. But if it's through Mazid, on purpose, willingly, they did not bring the Tamid Shal Shachar, then you cannot bring the Tamid Shal Ben Harbayim. Now, the Gemara qualifies, since it says the following. That doesn't mean we don't bring, if it was benazid, with the Beis HaMikdash should not have a Tamid Shal Ben Harbayim. It means the Kohanim themselves, the Kohanim who were mazid, who didn't bring the Tamid Shal Shachar, should not be Kohanim who bring the Tamid Shal Ben Harbayim on that very day. You should have other Kohanim bring it, because they were, they benazid didn't bring it. They should not be bringing the Tamid Shal Ben Harbayim. But the Beis HaMikdash certainly should have a Tamid Shal Ben Harbayim. Now, the Gemara also has another qualification. If we're speaking about a Mizbeach, let's say, they never brought karbanos. It was a new mizbeach. It was never inaugurated with karbanos. So let's say that mizbeach now becomes functional in the afternoon. So the halacha there would be, remember, everything we're saying now, this is Rabbi Shimon's opinion. He was the one who said if they weren't makriv the keves baboker, you should makriv ben harbayim. Rabbi Shimon says that's not where it was done to mezid. Sounds like the Tanakhama would say that even the Kohanim be mezid could bring the Tamid Shal ben harbayim, even though they didn't bring the Tamid Shal Shachar. So once again, if the Mizbeach had not been inaugurated at all, even the Tanakhama would agree. If it ain't being the Tamid Shal Shachar, you can't bring the Tamid Shal Ben Harbayim, and we'll see the reason for that at all. Tanakhama is speaking about where, no, Mizbeach was inaugurated, and they brought Karbonos already. So there he says, if they weren't makriv the Tamid Shal Shachar, you can bring the Tamid Shal Ben Harbayim, even though it was not brought, even though the first one was not brought because of a mazid decision of the Kohanim. And those very Kohanim should not bring the Tamid Shal, those Kohanim can even bring the Tamid Shal Ben Harbayim, Rabbi Shimon says. Even though Mizbeach was inaugurated, the Kohanim were mazidim, and then bring the Tamid Shal Shachar, they themselves can't bring the Tamid Shal Ben Harbayim. Then Mishnah says, Lo hiktiru ketores baboker, Tanakhama continues, if they didn't bring the ketores in the morning, yaktiru ben harbayim. Nonetheless, the ketores was brought, some of it was brought, there was a ketores in Ben Harbayim as well, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. So if you didn't bring the half in the morning, it's not ma'akev of bringing the other half in the afternoon. One would have thought maybe it should be because it was split in half. Nonetheless, the Mishnah says, they're not ma'akev one another. Amar Rabbi Shimon, v'kula ha'isa kreva Ben Harbayim. Says Rabbi Shimon, the whole ketores, even that which they brought in the morning, should be brought in the afternoon, because the whole ketores is considered one entity. Tanakhama obviously says, holding, no, you only bring the half of the afternoon in the afternoon. You didn't bring the one in the morning, too late for that. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you bring the entire thing, Ben Harbayim. Now notice, when it came to the Ketores, Rabbi Shimon didn't make a comment about, oh, well, if the half wasn't brought, it was benazid, the Kohanim didn't bring the Ketores in the morning, so then you can't bring in the afternoon. The reason he didn't say that is because by Ketores, there's no difference between shogeg and mezid for simple, practical reason. A Kohen would only be zoch in the Ketores once, because we assume that based on the Gemara in Yuma Daf Chavav, that a person who is involved in the Ketores, it becomes wealthy. So we only give a person one chance to do that. That's the idea of having a sanduk only one time in that family is for the very same reason. So therefore, since you'd only do it once, you wouldn't have a case where the same Kohen who would brought the Ketoran and brought the Ketores in the morning would have bring it in the afternoon. Either way, we don't follow Rabbi Shimon when it comes to this halacha. We only are makriv the pras of the Ben Harbayim, Ben Harbayim, not the entire Ketores, if the morning one was not brought. And then the Mishnah comes to tell us about when it came to the Karban, or the Karban Atamid, we said there's a difference between a Mizbeach that was Nischanech, that was already inaugurated, versus one that was not. By Ketores, though, there is no difference. Why is that? So the Mishnah explains, She'ein mechanchenes Mizbeach HaZahav el b'Ketores HaSamim. When it comes to the Mizbeach HaZahav, rather, when it comes to the, which was in the Heichal, which is where we brought the Ketores, there was also blood sprinkled on that when it came to the Chatos HaPnimios, we may remember, but the Chinuch, the inauguration of the Mizbeach HaZahav, was only through the bringing of the Ketores.
So if you didn't bring the Ketores in the morning, that doesn't mean you can't bring the Ketores in the afternoon. You just inaugurate it by bringing the Ketores of the afternoon. But v'lo mizbach ha'ola, but the mizbach ha'ola, which was the mizbach ha'nechoshes, mizbach in the Azor, mizbach ha'chitzon, ele b'tamid shel shachar, that needed not just a tamid, it needed the tamid shel shachar to inaugurate it. So therefore, if a mizbach that did not have a tamid shel shachar, was not inaugurated with tamid shel shachar, you can't bring the tamid Shel Bein Harbaim upon it, because it was not nischanech properly. And then the Mishnah says, "V'lo es ha'shulchan el balechem apanim b'Shabbes, v'lo es ha'menorah el b'shiva neirosei al Bein Harbaim." The shulchan is inaugurated with the lechem apanim that was placed there on Shabbos. That's how it would start. That was its chinuch. And the menorah, how was that inaugurated? B'shiva neirosei al Bein Harbaim, with the lighting of the menorah, the seven candles, Bein Harbaim in the afternoon.